Fourth One.
Boogie in the morning.
It's time for What's It? The time is 8:14.
So the score for October is boys 4, girls 4, and a new girl today, Arlene, right?
My new girl is Pauline Stewart, 45, from Dunfermline. She's married to Kevin. They've got 1 week girl, Charlotte, who's 8, who's up early to help her mum this morning. And she works as an early years officer around schools in Fife.
What's she helping you with, Pauline?
Well, she says she's going to help me with the answers. She's going to write them down for
us. Oh, she's helping you with what? Right, okay. I thought she was helping you around the house, you know, make the breakfast.
Well, you know, first day of the holidays, I think I should get her to do that.
Oh, that's right. The kids are on holiday this week, aren't they?
Yeah.
Has she said I'm bored yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, give it time.
Expect that about 10, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right, Pauline, let's see how you get on for the girls today. The girls have lost a couple of days on the bounce, so it'll be good to get back on track this morning. 30 seconds. Arlene will describe words. You have to guess what the words are. And if you get stuck, just say, what's it? And we'll move on. But you can only use that lifeline once, Pauline.
Okay.
Here we go. 30 seconds and your time starts now.
Pauline, you use Bongella to treat this in your mouth. Yes. This is the tomato sauce you put on your chips.
Ketchup.
Yep. She's the new judge on X Factor.
Mel B.
Yep. What
laughing
am I doing? Yes. Or shorten it?
Laugh.
Yes. It's when the sun rises, that's known as what?
Dawn.
Yes, I'm wearing these currently in my ears.
Earrings.
It's to listen to music.
Oh, headphones.
Yes. is a what laugh?
Hysterical.
No.
No, very good, Pauline. It's actually fake. Fake laugh. But I'll tell you what, you did really well. Ulcer, ketchup, Mel B, laugh, Dawn, headphones, 6 points for the girls.
Good girl.
Go, girls.
Well done, Pauline. But it's not going to be enough to beat my defending champion because he's going to make you jump, jump. It's Chris Cross. Good morning, Chris. He's from Rosyth and he's got three kids, Ryan, Lowry and Riley, married to Jane. And highlight of the weekend, what was it, Chris?
The Scotland result, Biggie.
Yeah, Scotland won 1-0, didn't they?
Did that, yes.
Chris, 30 seconds for the boys. We've got to score 7 points for the win, so we're going to have to go something. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Okay, 30 seconds, and your time starts now. The boss has one of these people to type out letters and stuff.
Secretary.
Yeah. At the end of a meal, you ask for this.
Bill.
Yeah. Gorgeous bloke actor, Ocean's 11.
George Clooney.
Yeah. When you're playing darts, you have to finish on one of these.
Double.
Yeah. It's a show with puppets and Parker and Lady Penelope.
Muppets.
No, it's, you could see the strings.
Buzzwords.
Yes, it's, Jaws was one of these.
Shark.
Yes, it's the thing of your nose where you breathe in. Nostril.
Oh,
no. Chris, we too have scored 6 points.
Oh, no.
Wow, what a game today. That means we've got a tie-break situation, and Pauline, you're back in the game.
Okay.
Here's what happens with a tie-break. I will describe a word. If you want to answer it, you have to shout out your own name. Do not shout out the answer or you'll be disqualified. And if you get it wrong, the other person wins. Okay. This is a thing that you have up in the kitchen and it tells you what month it is. Chris was first.
Calendar.
Is there a right?
No!
Yes! Well done.
Oh, no!
He is unstoppable for the boys. Well done, Chris.
Cheers, mate. See you tomorrow, mate.
Okay, speak to you then. Oh, Pauline.
Oh, what an effort as well.
Never mind.
Oh, you were just about to say it, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, oh, never mind, Pauline. Listen, thanks for being on.
Okay, no problem.
And we'll speak again soon.
Okay,
and
bye.
Bye, Pauline. That means the boys take the lead for the month of October. It's now boys 5, girls 4. You're going down, Arlene.